In the first panel, circulating naive B and T cells are shown, leaving the blood at a high endothelial venule to enter the lymph node, draining an infection. Myeloid dendritic cells in the T cell area activate antigen-specific naive CD4 T cells, while in the B cell area, which is the cortex containing the primary follicles, intact antigen represented by red dots deposited on follicular dendritic cells, or FDCs, is taken up by naive antigen-specific B cells and initiates their activation. In the second panel in the T-cell area, which is in the paracortex of the lymph node, naive T-cells proliferate to become clones of effector T-cells. In the B-cell area, which is in the cortex containing primary follicles, antigen-specific B-cells process endocytized antigen and present antigen peptide MHC2 complexes, CD4T. These antigen-activated B-cells move to the boundary region. In the third panel, effector T cells also move to the boundary region, where they screen the antigen peptide MHC2 complexes presented by the antigen activated B cells. Conjugates are formed between a T cell and a B cell that presents its specific antigen. In the original paper, which demonstrates the meeting of B and T cells at the boundary between the cortex and paracortex, the authors refer to this phenomenon as B and T cells on a date.